Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me get to my guest. Mark Walters is my guest this morning. We've had him on before. Of course, he's the host of Armed American Radio, and he's also a spokesman with the Second Amendment Foundation. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Good morning from Phoenix, where I'm out here with 1,100 other activists gathered for the Gun Rights Policy Conference kicking off this weekend.
Outstanding and good timing, too, right?
Yeah, it really is. And I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. It's going to be a very raucous meeting at 12 o'clock noon today. I will be sitting in the, as I'm a member of the board of directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. We will be having a joint board meeting today with the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee from noon till about 6, and we'll have a whole lot more information on all of this to bring to your listeners very soon.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. You know, I was reading this headline. This is actually in Fox this morning. The headline says, Colt suspending production of AR-15 for civilians, which
right.
is an interesting headline because they don't make AR-15s for the military.
Right. And, you know, boy, I'll tell you, this is how fast this information's coming at you, Mark. I take a four-hour flight from Atlanta to Phoenix. I hit the ground and the whole world's on fire.
Yeah, no kidding.
Literally what you miss in a four-hour period, as you know, the content's coming at us so fast and so hard. It's hard to sit back and digest a lot of this. What I did was I spoke with Mr. Gottlieb last night, briefly when I got to the hotel in Phoenix, about this. This is a topic that's been running around. A number of individuals on the side of the right to keep and bear arms, of course, have published information about it. One of them in particular, who I won't mention, attacked Colt for the decision. And it was later determined, and I'm very comfortable saying this, that I'm comfortable with the fact that Colt simply made a business decision based on its business model, that those firearms were in mass production around the country. They didn't seem to think that it fit their business model, but that if and when that happened again, they would resume production. They wanted to focus more, and they got specific on their 1911s and their revolver lines. And I don't know that I'm in a position to argue with them about that yet, but we're going to learn a lot more about this decision over the course of the coming couple days.
Yeah, well, here's the interesting thing about it. Now, you know, Colt is one of the best-known names in the firearms industry. But to be very honest with the listening public out there, a Colt AR-15 is going to cost you probably on average $200 more than
right.
any other AR-15 that you can come up with. Like a standard AR-15, the Colt model is $200 more. Is it worth $200 more? I don't know, but I'll be real honest with you. Part of their problem is labor costs. They've come out of bankruptcy.
Right.
I don't think they were selling them for a $200 premium. And I think you're right. They made a business decision to stop selling this. I don't think politics played a role in this at all.
No, and they made it very clear. Their vice president made a very, very clear statement. He says, obviously, we're Colt manufacturing. We've been manufacturing firearms for many, many years. We're staunch supporters of the Second Amendment. It's a business decision, and when the business decision makes sense to us that we want to go ahead and return to the civilian market or to return to AR-15 productions for civilians, then we will do that.
Right.
It's not off the table. So, I mean, I accept them at their word at this point, but much discussion will be had. I don't think Colt is in any way trying to cave to gun control. It would devastate their business, and they
yeah.
know it.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. You know, we're talking to Mark Walters. He's with the Second Amendment Foundation, host of Armed American Radio. This proposal that we keep waiting for the White House to roll out.
Right.
I think the Attorney General's been involved in this conversation. Obviously, top Republican elected officials have been consulting with the White House on what they may do. But part of it may be trying to strengthen the background check side of this. Do you have any feel for what this is going to look like?
I do. And the answer to that is we don't know. And that's a true statement.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you. Let me tell you why I said what I just said. I expected that question.
Okay.
I have information that was brought to me yesterday afternoon. In fact, it was texted to me yesterday afternoon while I was in the air by the individual who was in touch with the White House, who told us that there will be no announcement on any gun control push at this point by the White House, because the insiders in the White House still don't know what Trump is wanting to do. But our side has been reassured that it will not do damage to us in the form of background checks that would give the left the ability to, in any way, shape, or form, continue to push for a registry. And if you've read that document from Attorney General Barr, it's very concerning on a number of levels. Number one, why is he pushing it to begin with? And number two, who's falling in line with it? Now, the gun owners of America, who will be well represented here this weekend, are asking some very legitimate questions, because Barr is using the phrase commercial transaction. Anybody that knows anything about a background check, when you go to a gun show, for example, because the left is always pushing a supposed gun show loophole, any commercial transaction is between a person and a dealer. Those dealers already have FFLs. Those commercial transactions already require that a background check be done, no matter where you buy the gun. It doesn't make any difference.
Right.
It's a federal law. So what are they trying to do here? Create a new class of commercial sales between two private individuals? That's what we're trying to weed through in this document right now. And the questions that you're asking are fantastic. I have a funny idea that you and I should probably be talking more about this on Tuesday after the conclusion of these meetings, when we will just simply know a whole bunch more. This is all coming at us in real life, real lifetime.
Well, oddly enough, we do our 2A Tuesday segment on Tuesday. So maybe next Tuesday we can just go ahead and book you right now for that. Would that work?
It absolutely does.
All
same bat time, same bat channel. I'll be arriving back from Phoenix at 9 p.m. on Monday, yes.
Outstanding. Mark Walters, we'll look forward to the conversation, and have fun out there in Phoenix. Keep up the good fight.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.